Aleishu Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Samech Vav. Paragraph Beis. Rabbi Yisrael Misalant writes, Hayoytze Mikilal Dvarinu. What emerges from our words is Ki Hamadregois Avodas Yisbarach Shaleishin Bemispar. There are three levels of Avodas Hashem. Ha'achas Hu Maftech Vashala. The first level, which is the key in the beginning, Hu Hahergeish, is a sensation, a feeling. Adam leimed ma'amri chazal u'musarei chachamim. A person learns a certain statement of chazal or musar, lachazo aleihem kama v'chama pe'amim, revising them over and over, ad asher yispa'il v'yargish b'nafshei chesonot. To the point where it, again, yispa'il, yispa'alus, this where he's moved and he feels the lack in his soul. U'mizeh yavo lamadega hashniya. From that he comes to the second level, hikveshas hayetzer, to suppress or control the yetzer. Ve'agimel hi tikkun hayetzer. The third level is to improve, to perfect the yetzer. She'yeh adam aliz v'sas la'avodasei. That a person should be cheerful in avodas Hashem, happy. Says the author, techilasei regesh v'sofei tikkun. The beginning is a feeling, the end is rectification, perfection. The beginning is to sense a lack, a shortfall. The end is to be joyful and cheerful in Avodas Hashem. Regesh v'simcha, these notions of feeling and joy. There are different approaches to Avodas Hashem, different ways which are built on these foundations. Ach tzuras haregesh v'asimcha shebelimud v'avodah musaris. However, the particular form of feeling and joy that are associated with limud musar in avodah sheina mizeh shebadrachim is different to other paths in avodas Hashem that rely on these foundations. Unenase leva'ir. Let's try to explain. Leregesh yesh kan mashma'us yoseh amukah. When we use the word feeling over here, it has a deeper meaning than elsewhere. כשאנחנו מדברים על הרגשה טובה או לא טובה, when we speak about a good feeling or not feeling well, אנו מסכוונים למצבי רוח חילפים. We mean generally passing moods. Person feels better today, not as great tomorrow. These are passing moods. מסרגשים למשל לשם איזה בסוף. For example, מסרגשים, we are moved when we hear a certain piece of news, ושכחים מהרה. But soon thereafter, it's forgotten. That is not what we're talking about over here. Mao mekoim umahus regesh b'Torah. What's the place and the essence of regesh in the Torah? Behalacha medabim al regesh b'shneinim. In the context of halacha, we speak about feeling in two separate places. Sheichet haboidekes sakinoi. Sheichet, who is examining his knife, tzarich lehargish b'fgima daka b'yosei. He has to be able to feel, to detect the slightest flaw in the blade, hapoiseles es hasakin, that would render the knife invalid for shechita. That's one context. Isha hamargisha be'ezem nezila min arechem. Similarly, the Gemara speaks about a woman who senses a certain secretion from the uterus. Afal pi shebadka atzma ve'lo imatz adam. Even if she would check and not detect any sign of blood, nidahi, she's nonetheless nida. וידוע שקשה מאוד להרגיש בזה, it's very difficult to sense that, ורק על ידי סימס מרובה, it's only through extreme punctiliousness, very taking great care, מגיעויס אנשים להרגשה דקה כזה, the woman can reach such a sensitivity as is described there. שתי הרגשי סלו, these two things which are described in the Shas and later on as הרגשה, they come through a combination of paying attention through Yiras Shamayim, both in the case of the Shochet and the case of the woman. So there's one, the third place where we come across this concept of Hargasha. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Bo ur'e kama kashe avakah shel shvi'is. How severe, how serious is the avak of Shvi'is, meaning not the derises of the Shemitah year, but the Rabbanon prohibitions associated with Shemitah. Adam nu'yisev nu'yisin beferois Shvi'is, if a person trades in the seventh year produce Levasif Lasif Mukhes Mitaltelav. He'll come to have to sell all sorts of things to support himself. Lo Hirgish, if he's not sensitive to it, if he doesn't see this as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasif Mukhes Mitaltelav, it'll go worse. Not only his movables, but even his real estate he will have to sell. Lo Bas Leadoi, if that doesn't help, Ad Shemohes Beisoi, it goes even worse, he has to sell his home. Now, says Gemara, Maishna Hasan Damar Lo Hirgish. The first stage, when he didn't notice that through his trade in Shemitah produce, he came to the point of having to sell off movables. They said Lo Hirgish. Maishna Hasan Damar Lo Yibas Liadoi. The second stage, when he already had to sell fields, the Gemara describes Lo Yibas Liadoi. Why use different terminology? And the Gemara answers, Kidarav Huna. Ravuna said, if a person commits an avira and repeats it, it becomes muta. What do you mean becomes muta? Of course it doesn't become muta. What Ravuna means is when a person does an avira and then repeats it, he becomes, we would call it desensitized. It becomes like heter. It's no longer a shock. Rashi says, lo yirgish. Notice the word that we're dealing with, Hirgish Hargasha, Loi Nizda'aza Lashumin Avera. He wasn't shaken, he didn't tremble to do tshuva. Loi Bas Liadoi, that second is, Mashmash Loi Ale Ali Boy Shu Seshum Avera. He doesn't even notice, Bechlal. He is not aware that he's doing an Avera anymore. Kan Regesh Huazi Azua Mivili De Tshuva. In this context in Arachin, Regesh is that shock, that trembling that brings a person to teshuvah. Al regesh kaze medaber Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Yisrael is discussing in that paragraph with which we began. Zeu regesh haba misimas lev daka. It's that feeling that comes from paying attention with subtlety, bezo pgima, of course, using this analogy of the flaw in the knife, a tiny nick in the knife of the sheichet. Here we're using that as an analogy for what we're speaking about. A person notices through paying deep attention, like the woman that we spoke about, to a certain flaw, that brings a person to shock. He's moved. And that in itself drives teshuvah. Kan belimud Musa, in our context of Limud Musa, regesh ze mevilidei kivishase yetzer. It brings to the second level that Rabbi Yisrael spoke about, which is to suppress the yetzer. The inner impression made through Ispa'alus was so powerful to the point where a person is able to suppress his Yetzer Hara when it comes to Nisiyon. Then there's this third level. A person who learns Musar will not find it sufficient. It won't be satisfactory to merely suppress Yetzirah. Over time, as he learns more and more, there'll be a desire stimulated within him to come nearer to Ruchanius, to the point where he feels more and more a pleasure in Torah, but a pleasure and a satisfaction in Tefillah and Mitzvois. And then those two terms that Rabbi Yisrael used, cheerfulness, the happiness in Avodah, that in itself is Tikkun HaYetzer. That's the perfection of Yetzer Hara. HaYetzer Atzmoi Nehepach Letev V'Yarug Ruchanius. The Yetzer Hara itself becomes positive then and yearns for Ruchanius. Al Derech Umamzal, in the way that Chazal say, and we've quoted this statement a number of times, Chazal say in the Zohar, Ilmale Yetzer Hara Chedvato Dishma'ato Lili Havi. Without the Yetzer Hara, there wouldn't be the joy of learning. Paragraph Gimel. Now, says look a heter, Rav Huna said, when a person repeats an avira, it becomes like heter. That's how Rashi explained it. It just doesn't occur to him anymore that this is wrong. Roiv ha'averis shelanu imbegeden ha'ses look a heter, says the author. The majority of our averois fall into this category. It's already keheter. Im gezel o leshon hara, machshavois zarois, achos hakavana bivrachois, whatever it is, Lashon Hara, the person is just speaking. It doesn't occur to the person anymore that this is anything wrong. Or he has machshavei zarois, or he just spits out the brachois without any concentration whatsoever. Gezel, in all sorts of forms. Just the other day, I saw in the supermarket, they put up now big signs that eating without paying for an item is actually a criminal offense, because people go around, there's a, you know, bunch of grapes and they're supposedly tasting it, and they go around, they're eating this, or they eat a banana, whatever it is in the supermarket. That type of thing, which is, now says, okay, if you confront such a person, you're a thief, he'd probably have a heart attack. He's not a thief. What do I mean? Nases lo keheter. At any rate, matzav ze shel nases lo keheter, this situation, magdirim chazal bekitzur ke timtum alev. Chazal briefly describe it as timtum alev. The heart is blocked. One no longer is sensitive to the fact that one is doing something wrong. The Gemara in Yoma, the Flamites, Tana dever Rabbi Yishmael, aveira metamtemes liboy shel adam. It blocks a person's heart. Shinema veloi sitam ubam. When it may seem bomb, the pasuk says, "Al tikev when it may seem el venin tamtem." A famous beraisa. A chaser hagasha shua timtum hitua. We have a definition here for what tumah is. The whole pasuk is talking about tumah. That lack of sensitivity, which is that blockage, that's tumah. Tumah is a lack of awareness, a lack of sensitivity. Kedusha hi hagasha bechonius. That's another definition that we have seen before. Kedusha is to be sensitive and open and transparent to oneself. Tum'ai he'ader hagasha. Tum'ai is the lack of sensitivity, callousness. And he gives a reference here to Alei Shur Chelek Aleph. V'timtum alev mispashet. This blockage, this lack of sensitivity, this blindness, then spreads. Lo yirak be'averos inagesh. It spreads so that not only in averos that the person does, is he no longer sensitive to the fact that he is transgressing. Elagam b'moyrois. As we saw in that Gemara, events no longer speak to him. That Gemara about Shvis, he's not aware, he doesn't see certain events around his life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with him. Shenem omrim l'adam klum, they no longer speak to him. Gam be'emunah v'ir'a in ergeish, and then in his emunah, in yir'a, there's no feeling anymore. V'ine emunah bli hergeish pnimi ein achaya. Emunah without a feeling inside is not alive. It's fossilized. He ain't a poelus but tefillah. That emuna is not active anymore. The person's tefillah, or bevadai lo beleches adam la'asakav, and certainly not when he's involved in business. Belev metumtam ain't gam hargasha betzaroi shel chaver besimchasoi. When a person's heart is blocked, again, there's no longer a feeling in a friend or a peer's distress or joy. One can't really then participate in a simcha or avelus or things like that because the heart is no longer sensitive. Hishtatfut betzar, hi amira me'asafa velachutz. This hishtatfut betzar means we commiserate with you. You write a note. It's just a statement, lip service. Blishum hagasha amitiz, without a real feeling, without being able to empathize with the person going through whatever it is, avelus or some other type of tzar. B'matzav ze lo yitidachin gam ahavas chesed. In this situation, it's also not possible to love chesed. Klal hadavar, in general. Betimtum halev, when one has a situation when the heart is blocked, desensitized, ne'elamim kol yisadoi sa'adam in halev. All the foundations of what makes a person a mensch are no longer there in the heart. U'mimela in gamaliyah, it goes without saying that there's no growth. Ein manois, there's no escaping this. Muchachim l'salek esatimtum, a person has to drive this out of one's heart. V'chosav hagris, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant writes, musar hi hatira letimtum halev. It's a very pungent definition. Musar is the Torah, is a teaching for Timtum Alev. That's the antidote to a blocked heart. And he writes as follows, Ma yachile v'adam, how a person's heart should tremble, pelatzeis tochazenu, you should really be shocked. B'yisboinonoi ben chas v'chil nitku morushei levavoy v'nisbatei rgishah b'davar echad. If he notices that his hergeish is, even in one matter, no longer sensitive. Asher yodeh lemala ki ubegeder eino eset yeshiva ki benashiv chas v'chalila ubifrat terudei hazman v'musayat alah. Especially those who are preoccupied with all sorts of things and they're loaded with all sorts of problems. Ha'alulim me'oid la'averois nisa'ois. They are very much vulnerable to serious averois uval yargishu mu'uma, but they don't notice, they're not aware. Ubifrat ben adam l'chavoy, especially Averis, which are ben adam lachaveroi, kin'a, sin'a, leshenara, halbanas panim, umirmas ha'esek al kulana, and fraud over and above everything. Barur hu, says the author now, it's clear, ki timtum alev I efshal esek al delimud besechelka. One can't remove this timtum alev, one can't drive it out through just clinical learning. If one wants to accomplish this, then one has to follow the entire process that Rabbi Yisrael laid out for Limud Musar. As we said, with burning lips, with a turmoil inside, with a whole feeling, ad kedei ispa'alus. This process that we've been describing of ispa'alus is a deep teaching. We quoted him above. Even once it's removed, when we spoke about tracing over and over, even when one's ispalus is now gone, he's finished the session of learning, it doesn't just dissipate. It leaves behind an impression. He's hinting to a deep fundamental idea that Sefer HaKodesh build deep matters on. It seems, as the author, this is one of the foundation stones of Kabbalah. In a place where once at least Kedusha devolved, even if the Kedusha then is removed, Reishem HaKedusha Nishar Sham Tamid Balibache. The impression is left. The Kedusha leaves behind an impression permanently. It is not erased. Kegoin, as an example, Mekoim HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. Asher Gam Bechur Banoi B'Kedush HaZemed. Even in its destruction, like nowadays, it still retains Kedusha. It leaves something behind. Kach Gam HaRegasha Shel Kedusha. Certainly in a non-literal place. Yeah? In a feeling of Kedusha. When a person has that, Afilu Imi Nishkacha, even if it now has gone, Reishem Shelach Nishar Balev. Its impression remains in the heart. It leaves behind something. Ve'amukam Me'oid Hiyashpa'as Hispalus. The effect of Hispalus is very, very deep. Himagas Ad Letatakara. It reaches all the way to the subconscious. Ve'sham Hi Mecholel Smabecha Letova. And there it generates a revolution for the good. Tziyurim kizvim mimidosid guvois. When a person beforehand had false imagery of how to respond to certain situations, how to behave, misbatlim. Those are negated. Umuchlafim tziyurim yeseo mitim. And they are replaced with more correct mental imagery of how to respond, how to behave. Maniim tat hakaratiyim lemasimut guvois. Certain subconscious motives that I wasn't aware of before, as to why I responded this way, why I do certain things, misgalim, the person, it becomes revealed, now I'm more aware of it, why it is that in the past I responded in certain ways under certain circumstances. And Rabbi Yisrael continues, gam bifnimius nefesh adam umachboyeha, deep inside the person, asher hakochos moshashim ba, there where certain psychological forces are rooted, hema hatzirim hachazakim, these are like the hinges, these hinges around which the door of a person's actions and desires pivot. Gam shamata noch koch hispalus. The power of hispalus reaches all the way there. Im shekimat en nikar ve'en nigash. Even though it's almost not sensed by the person. We conclude, havu kavoid esirasi hispalus. Just to be aware of how powerful, how potent hispalus is. Adkan.